Today, I want to speak to you about how I see the Holy Spirit speaking to us as a church through the Scripture about leadership, about grace, and about love. To refresh minds where we left Paul and Luke and Timothy and others, if you turn to Acts chapter 20 in your Bibles, you would see that starting at verse 17, Luke writing, but writing for Paul, says, now from Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus and called elders, which if you looked in the original Greek for that is the word presbyteros, which is where you find presbytery, the elders of the church to come to him. And they came to him, and he said to them, you yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews, how I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you in public and from house to house. So that's where we left Paul. He's in Miletus, and he's speaking to the elders and is explaining to them, you guys, I've lived with you, I've suffered with you, you know that I'm here for you. And in December, we saw several sermons start from the following two verses, verse 26 and 27. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. So today, we want to take Paul's words to the elders, to the overseers, to the shepherds, the pastors of the church. And starting at verse 28 of chapter 20, Paul informs them. He says, pay careful attention. Now listen, did you get that? Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock. The word flock there is a Greek word. It's pomnion. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Now, a couple of things there. Overseers is the word episkopos. Are you familiar with the Episcopal Church? Do you recognize the leader in the Episcopal Church as a priest, right? So the episkopos, he's talking to elders, and he's calling them presbyteros. He's calling them episkopos. He's saying that the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for, and the word there is poimeno. So where we see pomnion is flock, we see poimeno as shepherd. It's the same derivative. So the church of God, you're here as elders, as overseers, as shepherds to care for the church of God, which he has obtained with his own blood. And so do you see that? Do you see that the people overseeing the church, they're not doing it. I'm not your employee. I'm the pastor of the church. I'm the man of God who's been ordained and who's come and who serves you. But I serve you in the name of the Lord. I serve God. The Holy Spirit establishes your pastoral, your eldership, the authority over the church. I'm not an employee of the church, even though it may look like you put money in the offering and the offering goes and they pay the minister. But it's technically, it's not even a paycheck, it's a stipend. It's your contribution as the church to the needs of the minister who ministers to you in Jesus' name. So the Holy Spirit has done this. But really, the fact that you are church is because he obtained with his own blood the church of God. Jesus Christ is God. Do you see that from Scripture? The church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. You must see that Scripture talks about the deity of Christ in presumptive ways that you see right here. Maybe you don't argue about that, but other people who you'll meet, they will say, hey, Jesus never even said that he was, and the church, you know, they made him to be God in Constantinople in 325, but here's Paul, he's writing in the 60s, and he knows that Jesus is God. Now, Paul says this in verse 29, I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease day or night to admonish every one of you with tears. So here's Paul, and he's saying, look, I'm talking to you, leaders of the church. You need to care for them. The Holy Spirit has made you overseers, and Jesus Christ established the church. And even knowing those things, I know that when I leave, people are going to start grabbing for the steering wheel. People are going to insist on their own way. Follow me, follow me. I have warned you there. And so watch out for yourselves and watch out for the flock and be alert. Then in verse 32, he says, and now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Grace, the word charis, where you get charisma, where you get charismatic. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. The word of his grace is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified.